This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. What a beautiful day. One of the great days in sports, Leroy.
And it's a beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous day. It is a gorgeous day down here in South Florida. And it is day one of Buckets and Bets. Man, what a setup it is in there, dude.
It's actually nice.
It is.
Very nice.
You got.
I'm almost mad I was complaining about being outside. This is quite lovely.
This is quite lovely. We got a little oasis here. We got a giant TV quad box. Be careful with that basketball court. Slippery.
You already went out there and.
Yeah. I was practicing my Terry Rozier move. A lot of bricks.
I mean, I'm looking at the basketball court and noticing that the free throw line is at 10 feet.
Yep.
And the layup is at 11 and a half.
It kind of slopes down a little bit.
It kind of slopes down.
It looks like every Heat player going against.
We got cranes and stuff building stuff out here.
Also, we have the pool right over there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That pool's got to be cold.
I would imagine. Well, you don't think the Hard Rock's got heaters? They probably got heaters.
I mean, it's not like Vegas.
No.
Vegas cooled their pools off when it was 110.
That's true. So it is exciting, everybody. It is. It's a great day to be here. If you guys haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Get on over here. It's going to be a heck of a 2 days. You got betting kiosks right there. You guys can live bet the action. I have a 4-team parlay already put here. I did push on my spring training bet, so I just rolled over that $20 and I said, you know what? Let's put it on a plus 1700 4-team parlay.
All right.
What the hell?
I'm going. I'm going even deeper.
Really?
I'm going 2-dayer.
It's going to be fun. This is going to be fun, everybody. Let's get to headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock in the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So your Miami Heat, they lose last night. Those boots on the ground for that one. Still hurts. It doesn't go away. I just want everybody to know. Like, Cade Cunningham banking a three-pointer. What the hell? Can there be one normal way to lose against the Pistons this year? every single game has been like, hey, why don't we make this the most heart-wrenching loss? I'd rather lose by 30. I'd rather lose by 30.
Wouldn't.
No, I would. I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd rather than Cade Cunningham bang off the glass.
You can't. Ooh. Then you wouldn't be able to hear the Spoisms.
Beauty. Beauty in the camaraderie.
There's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty in the struggle.
I got to tell you, struggling's quite ugly. I don't care what nobody says. It's ugly.
They never said it was pretty.
He kind of did tell me something. He told me something beautiful was coming.
I'm not going to listen to him anymore.
He told me something beautiful was coming.
You still were listening?
No.
Like, come on.
I feel bad for them.
So wait, let me get this straight.
Yep.
If I may. Frog Boy literally lives across the street.
Yep.
He's not here yet.
He's probably lost.
He's following JFig.
Yeah.
You know what?
Exactly.
I'm right here, okay?
Right.
Much to our surprise.
Can I ask you? No. So, I'm sorry. So wait. No. Can I ask you a question?
This bit's getting very exhausting. What?
You can fix the bit.
What?
Wait. As Spo would say, you can change that narrative.
There is beauty in the struggle, okay? Beauty in the struggle of how far I live and how traffic I get.
Point four.
Appreciating my presence.
But how,
how
did you leave?
How did you get 15 miles further faster than you normally do?
Because I'm going, you guys don't understand, I'm not going east.
Hey, I thought that was Marcos in the suit, the black suit.
Why is that?
Down there.
Why is that?
Why'd you think that?
Huh?
Why'd you think that?
Oh, no.
Liar.
I just don't know. No.
Why? Because you look like a frog?
Yes.
You know exactly what this man
looks like. No. So, wait. So, how early did you leave?
Early.
See, the fact that she's not saying it means she left at the same time. She's just hoping that. Yeah.
She just got lucky?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Different route.
You know
different
what?
Route.
Make your own assumption.
Different route tree.
I don't assume, JFig.
I think you are.
Because when you assume,
you know,
you make an ass out of you and me.
That's what they say.
Is yeah.
That what's happening?
No.
So,
I didn't make an assumption.
March Madness begins today, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be exciting.
I can't wait.
Have you filled your bracket out? Have you picked somebody yet? You got till 12:15.
So I filled out my bracket, and then I got the old news on ESPN, right? That number one hasn't won the NCAA tournament in however many years or something along those lines.
Really?
And I picked Duke.
Wait a minute. Time out. UConn was number one last year.
Are you sure? Yeah. Are you sure that wasn't?
It might have been. It was something along those lines.
I think
that right. Maybe not a number one, but a number one overall. I might be sketchy on that, but I know it had to do with Duke.
I took no.
The team that I picked.
I took no hacks on this.
You went chalk?
Pretty much. Like, I got a couple 12-5s in there.
I'm going to tell you.
I didn't go chalk on my parlay. My parlay, I took some swings.
You can go chalk in the women's game all the way almost to the. So that's like freebies.
I found him.
Hey, there he is. Look at him.
And
wait, why are you
struggling to open it?
Doesn't look like he brought us all coffee.
No, it doesn't look like he's doing this show at all.
Nah, looks like he's vacationing.
Right.
Who? Wow. Marcos? Right.
Wow, instant yeah. minus one.
Just walked
for
in.
Him.
Nah, that's definitely a minus. You live
minus
right
one.
There. You live right there.
Got a little too casual today.
Little too casual.
A little too casual. My final four, Leroy. I went 3-1s and a 3. I went Florida, Auburn, Duke, Kentucky.
Oh, man, that's Blue Bloods. You went
Blue Bloods.
I went.
It is. Well, Auburn's not a Blue Blood.
No.
Well, I mean, they're the overall number one. They're the overall
Florida's
number
definitely
one.
A Blue Blood. Florida's definitely a Blue Blood.
Auburn's the overall number one.
They could be the overall number one, but they're not a Blue Blood.
Who?
Auburn.
Auburn is the overall number one. They're not a Blue Blood, but I don't know about Florida.
They've been
a
good
blue
all
blood.
Year.
Florida's good, but they're not like, they're not, we're not, you're
you
not thinking
consider
Kansas.
Florida a Blue Blood?
Florida's not a Blue Blood.
I disagree.
They're not a blue blood. I know they won back-to-back championships in the whole nine, but they're not a blue blood.
Are you sure? Mom?
Yes.
Are you sure, Vlad?
Yes. Yes.
Who do you? Okay, so
Kansas, North Carolina,
Duke,
Kentucky,
so
Indiana.
Is that it?
No.
You hold on. You consider Indiana more of a blue blood than Florida?
Yeah, because Indiana is the state of basketball.
Have you seen the movie Hoosiers?
It's been hard times for Indiana.
Listen,
they just fired Mike Woodson.
We could substitute. Blue blood.
In
Jabulls. Hey, I couldn't say it. It seems like a lot of these schools that are considered blue bloods aren't very colorful.
This is,
well,
this
I mean, the name is Blue Blood.
This is the intangible spectrum, is it not? This whole event is...
Oh, it's intangibles. It's the intangible
intangibles
tournament.
Yeah.
This is what it comes down to.
I just say this? The Final Four could be the most intangible that we've seen in a minute, right?
Oh, yeah.
If all the... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is the intangibles are coming right, and the intangibles got the poster boy.
But I will say this.
Oh,
there's
Cooper.
There's a couple of teams that really intrigue me, and it's weird because it has to do with their coaches, right? When you look at St. John's, oh.
Patino?
Oh, my goodness. How can you not?
He just is like, you just can't look at Patino and just be like, ugh.
Right.
Skeez.
All right, just leave the restaurant alone.
I'm not even, like, I'm
he
just
can go anywhere
about,
he wants.
I'm just talking, listen, you can be horrible as an individual and do some terrible things. You can still be good at your job.
But
I don't understand why people can't.
It's not
separate
that.
The two.
But it's not,
even though it's like he gives you the overall heebie-jeebies.
But like, isn't it like Patino? Like you, Patino's almost like the black sheep cousin of Pat Riley, isn't he? It's kind of like, you know, it's like there's Pat Riley has a class to him. Happy birthday, by the way, to the Godfather. 80 years old today. But like
80 years old,
and they couldn't give like him Pat, a win. For his birthday?
No, they didn't. Hmm. And Tim Hardaway was there. Like the moment was Tim Hardaway and Zoe. They were hobnobbing in the little pavilion there. And Tim Hardaway's like, "So my junior win again, 3 straight against you guys."
Wait a minute.
What? I guess he's an influencer now. Hey, you do a radio
hey,
show?
He's
you
such
a
show pony.
You're an influencer. this might. I tell you what.
Did he just croak?
This might be so this show.
You guys want to say this?
Look.
He doesn't keep the main thing
look
the main
at him.
Thing.
He never. Yeah. Hey, keep the main thing the main thing.
It's Pat Riley's birthday.
Why is he looking like a Hispanic Drewski right now?
He's wearing.
We are.
Perfect description, Vlad.
Look, wait. He's got props. He's doing props.
Look at him.
I hope he doesn't make
it. Here he goes with the lava. Brick.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd it go, Jaime? All right, we'll take a break. We're live here from Buckets and Bets, which, by the way, is sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. This is a fantastic event.
It
We're
is.
Very excited about it.
We
got all the action.
You. I'm very excited to be here.
What's going on?
Look.
Marcos is on the floor.
He's being a show pony. Not that I can judge.
No, I'm not going to say it. He said he's being a show pony. Almost got me.
You're careful. This is the first time we've had you out in the wild. I knew this was going to be the day.
Hey,
this is going to be your toughest worry. Test for the Lord.
Start of a beautiful day.
If you guys don't know, Leroy's given up. Go ahead.
No, so I'm sorry. Is there food there? Because, you know, Leroy, Leroy needs food around him at all times. So
full catering, the whole nines, drinks. We got the magic wristband.
I already asked about food.
But Vlad, this is going to be the first time he's actually around a lot of people since his covenant with the Lord. And
a lot of eclectic,
no shaming
people.
And no fat
shame.
Shaming. I almost got him right before the show.
I ain't gonna lie. Couple of booty dudes walk by.
Whoa, hold on. Ayo, hold on.
Look at him
what are booty dudes? I don't even think I want to know, but what are you saying?
You don't know what a booty dude is?
I don't.
Can you explain?
Careful.
No.
I don't know if this guy's covenant.
No. I'm just explaining. I'm not calling anybody that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A booty dude is.
You're like Spo.
More booty in the front than you do in the back.
Oh, they're fat.
No. Hey, we're not using those
you
terms.
Know what?
You're trying to be like Spo, where you're preempting. Like, I'm not fat shaming. I'm just explaining.
I'm explaining. Correct.
I'm in control here.
I didn't know. He asked me what was.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Booty do.
You said it though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break.
Wait.
Back with more after this.
No, I don't want that one.
Bam, bam. Oh my God. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're live from Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Games get going today around noon. Doors open in about 40 minutes, so get on over here. Tons of food, tons of drinky poos, live betting action. Chili peppers are spicy. Spicy.
I'm sweating, guys.
Are you really? What were you, running layup lines over there?
Yeah, I made one. Leroy surprisingly did better than that day at the Heat.
Well, listen, he adjusts apparently to the slope court.
Yep,
that worked for him.
I was just trying not to slip.
The final score. Hey, Vlad, do you have the Jax's call, the buzzer beater last night? Cade Cunningham yesterday just sticks a dagger right in the Heat's heart. You know what can you say? Another fourth quarter where the offense goes kaput. Bam Adebayo had 30 points through three quarters, zero in the fourth.
Is it me, or does this team look different in, at the end of games?
I thought they looked squeaky cheeks last night.
Right.
I thought they looked squeaky cheeks last night.
It's like, you ever get into a point where you just say, bleep it, I'm just going to go all out, and whatever happens, happens. You don't really think about...
That's what I thought.
It seems like they get... They can do that early.
That's what Bam was playing like.
Right.
And then, like... And I don't know what the decision is. I don't know if it's Spo telling him, hey, set other guys up. Let's, you know, we'll, you know, maybe he was a little worn.
Nobody else has to do that with their star.
I don't know. Then it's on him. Then I guess it's on him. But
it's his discretion.
He goes 30 points in three quarters to zero. Goes 0 for 5. Tyler gets the late free throws. He's able to bait Darren into a foul. But Cade Cunningham, do you have the call, Vlad, from Jax last night? Okay, he's getting it for us, but it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare to see it all in action yesterday, and Cade Cunningham just banks it in. I mean, it was right over Bam Adebayo off glass, and you're just like, yep, this is that's for sure going in, bink, because just everything's going against Miami these days.
I mean, maybe if there's anybody who understands what the Heat are going through. It's me. I had a bad run here. but there's beauty in the struggle.
Is there?
No. None. Not so much.
This is a very ugly struggle.
You just,
I don't think there's anything ugly. This is the ugliest struggle Spo's ever been through, right? Like, there's not.
And Frog Boy. By the way, your...
I love how he's walking away.
Right. His involvement in the conversation can't be coming up with stats that aren't right.
What do you mean?
The Heat have never
lost. Oh, that was... He's so dumb. He's the...
Hey, man, they won 15 games 1 year. I'm more than sure.
This dummy over here, he's like, this is a record amount of losses.
They've never lost 9 straight?
Like, put that on.
Yeah, we have a radio show. I know you gotta hightail it out of here, but maybe you could join us for a couple seconds here. Do you like what happened with your Googling last night?
Yeah. Boop.
Tree.
Okay. We crank him up a little here, Tree.
He's holding it on.
He's putting him on.
Poor Tree, retired, and we're still making him work this hard.
Marcos.
Yes, sir.
You texted us last night.
Yeah.
The Heat have never lost 9 in a row, which they have.
Welcome to history.
They did it 3 times in 1 season, matter of fact.
Right. So my reply was, that's literally impossible. Yeah. They went a whole season and only won 15 games. So it's not possible you didn't have more 9 straight.
So would you care to explain?
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you guys something about Google that has changed in the modern era. I used to be able to Google anything. It would give me a response, and you can trust it. Nowadays... this whole AI thing, it's just ruining things.
So you're lazy is what you're saying.
So I may have looked at the first headline there and didn't realize that it was incorrect. This is, however...
You didn't do your research.
I didn't do my research. This is the longest losing streak of Eric Spoelstra's career.
It is.
So AI was halfway correct, but maybe I should have done a little bit more research before I started lashing out in the chat.
They have not had a double-digit... they haven't had a 10-game losing streak... I guess if you go to 2008, that's the one that went 15. But like, they would be amongst it.
Why is Juice Guido leaning on you, man?
That's a minus one. Okay, right?
No, you got to go. What's a Latino?
Oh, okay.
You gotta go. Latino Drewski.
Yeah, Latino Drewski.
Like Drake. It. You guys are mispronouncing Drake. You guys are mispronouncing Drizzy. This is Drizzy. Okay. Is what
so, really what was worse? His text. Or her newsletter.
Oh my God.
This is 15 minutes of my ranting.
Okay.
Jennifer was on one.
I thought you were going to save it for the show.
Oh, man.
She was on one. She sent us about 5 paragraphs breaking down a show that I've not seen 1 episode of.
You know what? Somehow still better than the Miami Heat's performance yesterday.
That's true.
That's true.
That is true.
You got the call last night from Jax. Here was Jax's call of Cade Cunningham's game winner.
Ball in to Cunningham. 3-4-3-2. He made it. 0.6 remaining in and a half court heave blocked, and that's it. Cunningham won the game from the top of the arc, splashing it down. His third made 3 in 4 tries.
No.
A triple-double to remember for Cunningham as the Pistons win their 39th game of the season. And this nightmare continues for Miami.
I'm mad at Jax.
Why?
He said nightmare.
Because that wasn't a splashdown.
It was a backboard shaker.
Right. The backboard is cracked. We need to get who's the people that do Safe Life?
I think
I'm trying to fix the backboard.
I really I was shook. I knew that. See, here's the thing. I knew they were going to lose, but to lose, just watching that, you're just like, no. Because I was like, to be that stupid Sabonis putback or something like that by Durin. I'm like, no. And he's awesome, by the way. I just want to say, Cade Cunningham's he's an incredible player.
You think 10 years from now they're going to start calling him slow mo? Because he moves. Slow.
I don't know. But
slow-mo. He moves at his own pace. what I mean?
Yeah.
He's really, really good.
He does things that, you know what? It's in the same, Luka or Jokic. They kind of do things at their own pace.
He does everything.
Right.
He already has a triple-double already? Yeesh.
Right. You know, though, he's opposite Jason Tatum. They tell you Jason Tatum's good, and... you don't want to believe it because he's just so boring. Cade Cunningham, quiet, haven't heard much from him. He's really good.
They were clowning him a year ago. They didn't think he was going to be a star, and then all of a sudden it's like, yo, he's really good.
Every time I saw him play against the Heat, I was very confused because I'm like, I don't understand how Detroit's not better because of how
he plays.
But it's now like, you know, he's got some vets around him. They got a lot of size. They're tough.
Durant, bro. What? Yo, that guy's good. Duran.
He's
Duran?
Good. He is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jalen Duran, yeah, he's good. Very athletic. And then did you see we had another Duncan Robinson? Duncan Robinson.
wait. Dunks is the only one that gets in a whole bunch of scuffles and always comes out of the pile. What did I do?
And I wanted to text Tobin right after that. I was like, wait a minute. I had to put my thinking cap on. Duncan's getting in a fight with the Detroit Pistons, right?
Yep.
And then the next game that they play is against the Houston Rockets, right?
Yep.
And doesn't the Detroit Pistons' twin brother, does it? Is it?
He does. I was looking for that last
time. I was looking for that. I'm like, oh.
It started, Oscar Thompson started on Tyler, and I was like, I wonder if there's going to be a little, if there's going to be anything here. But there wasn't. But so what happened was is Ron Holland, who apparently does get into it with everybody. He was there, I think it was fifth pick this year. But he runs a little hot. And Bam set up a screen that he ended up getting called a legal screen for because Ron Holland ran right into him, and it was Wile E. Coyote right into the mountain. Like, he got laid out. And then the next play, you know, they're kind of under the basket, and Duncan just shoves him to the ground, and he kind of lost his cool. He's like, hey! And so Duncan's like, you know, probably you're not about that life. And Bam had to step in between because, you know, I don't think you want Duncan to get knocked out. But it was a very entertaining game. It just happens to be in the midst of the worst losing streak in nearly 20 years
of all time.
And here, if this team was 39-29, our view of that game would be totally different.
Of course,
than being 29-39, because now you're looking at it as, okay, oh hell, how are we gonna lose this one, right? When you think about the Heat teams in years past, when it got to those moments right there, you never worried about it. You always thought somebody was going to come up big or make a play, or they were going to have a big defensive stop. Yeah. My biggest concern with the Heat are this. Who's that guy? Who's the guy that can take? There's guys that can score on a nightly basis. But who's the guy that you can say, okay, here's our Cade Cunningham. He going to take the game.
But you know what's frustrating about it, dude? Like, I totally get that, like, in a playoff setting or even on a full season. But, man, in the NBA, like, night to night, you're having a guy who will show up. Miles Bridges showed up and fed the Heat 35. Aaron Gordon the other night had 38. We don't? Aaron Gordon? Like, when's the last time he was a feature guy?
Here's the problem. Part of the problem is this, and I blame Spo for it.
Uh-huh.
When you have guys that you're trying to move around and figure out what to do and nobody's getting consistent minutes, you can't expect consistent output out of these guys.
You know who had consistent output last night?
What?
Zion.
Oh, okay. This must be Zion.
Zion. I know who it was. It's Zion. Oh, no. Let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. If there wasn't a Heat game last night, okay, Tobin would have been home, would have had his bottle, and I don't know if anything else, probably some tissue paper. Yeah, that's a, okay, two bottles, one for drinking and one, you know, a lotion bottle, and he would have been enjoying watching Minnesota versus New Orleans to see Ant-Man versus Zion, and they put on a show. They both did.
What a night. What a night.
Again.
Here was
again.
Here's Spo saying that there's some beauty in, I don't know.
He and Tyler, you know, just brought it from an urgency, an edge, a leadership standpoint. I heard their voices the very first second of shoot around. We got to get this right. And then that went on the entire game, the two of them. If we can all step back, it's just, it is a beauty to watch, you know, this, the, you know, the camaraderie, the group is rallying around each other, rallying around, you know, this ridiculousness of these games.
Yeah, ridiculousness.
And Bam is spearheading it. He's our emotional leader. You know, he's playing so damn hard on both ends.
I don't need emotional
even some of those
leader. I need
plays where he forced some
leader.
Turnovers down the stretch, playing on the weak side. Rebounding, initiating, scoring, and being the leader. But, you know, we'll need that. And if it takes more, then we got to all do more, including Bam, Tyler, and myself.
He's broken.
Here's what I would say. But here's the problem. Tell me if you guys agree with this.
There's beauty.
No.
I would be able to ride or die with this team if he had a rotation and he just rode those guys out. But besides Bam and Tyler, he's rotating all of these guys to the point where nobody can get any consistent run. Nobody can find their footing.
In fairness.
And then he says, you got to stay ready and all this. No, we need guys to get into a groove.
But here's
you can't get into a groove without consistent minutes.
Yeah, but here's the thing. To be fair to him, one, Andrew Wiggins missed a lot of games.
Yeah. Okay, I got that.
I mean, Hawkins is stunk, dude. Like, I don't know what to tell you. He's stunk.
Okay, guys. then guess
he
what?
He stunk.
He got a good run.
It's true.
He got a good run.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference in when I'm talking about, like, say, for example, Dunks. If I'm in this situation, I'm telling Dunks, we got to get you 15 shots a game, mm-hmm. 15 threes a game. You have to. You got to score points, right? Dunks will play 3 minutes, and then he's playing 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, I got you.
Right? If he's your best three-point shooter.
There'll be games where he doesn't trust Duncan Robinson. Last night wasn't one of those nights, but he will. I totally get you. He yo-yos
right.
minutes all the time.
But he does that with a lot of players. So when you're scrambling to trying to figure out what works, part of not knowing what works is because of the four or five guys that you have rotated so much, you don't know who's going to be hot and who's not. And you're basically coming to the casino and saying, let's see. All right, Dunks. Let's see if Dunks got it tonight.
There's beauty in that.
Let's see if Terry's coming back. Let's see, right? And so every game we're watching and somebody else is in a rotation and we have to wonder, is this guy going to be on? Otherwise, he's going to be out of the game. You can't. Other teams don't do that. Other teams. So, for example, I'll use Detroit last year.
Yep.
They just rode it out. Let these guys, hey, take your lumps. We're going to coach you up, and you're going to get better. And then eventually they got a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point, or you don't become an NBA player, you don't learn how to play in the NBA by playing down in Sioux Falls. I know it's one game or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you got four guys on your roster.
In fairness, though, like, I get you. I'm not saying your overall big picture for the season is not true, and so maybe you're saying that has to do with last night. But, like, look at Kalau. Kalau had a great start to yesterday's game. Didn't play that fantastic in the fourth quarter.
So, guess what?
Like, they got their asses kicked on the boards. He needs to go get rebounds.
So, here's the issue. Here's the issue that I have. Kalel's not going to learn how to fight through that on the bench.
He's also 7-1. What else does he have to learn? Go get the ball.
Yeah.
No, I'm not like dead ass. Like,
no,
when
I know.
Go get the ball, you're tall.
Coach him up.
Coach him up.
Don't sit him on the bench.
He didn't. Except at the end when he blew the inbounds play. Then they said sit your ass down.
Yeah, that's true.
But again, like, here's the problem. That's easy to do with a veteran team, and Spoelstra always had a veteran team.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of young guys. The approach has to be different. You got to go ahead on and let them take their lumps. Because guess what? Doing this the way you are is prolonging that maturity, and now it's going to leak into next year.
You don't want delayed maturity.
Wow. I've been waiting 30-plus years for you. Like, what the hell?
We're live here from Buckets and Bets at the Hard Rock.
The audacity to say maturity. He didn't even say maturity. He just maturity.
Never even heard that.
We're live here from Buckets and Bets at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Doors are opening in about 20 minutes to get your action in here. We're very excited about it. And by the way, it is sponsored by our friends over at Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther Mazda. Get on over here. We got drinks. Giant screens.
Giants.
Biggest screen I've ever seen, actually. But also, Leroy, fun events are coming our way. Why don't you tell the friends who are golf fans what we got coming up?
You know how we do it down here. We like to party, and we love golf. So don't miss out, because next LIV Golf event isn't just big, it's a monster. LIV Golf returns to Trump National Doral April 4th through 6th, and because it's at the Blue Monster, they're going big. Come join some of the giants of the game in Jon Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and more. They also have huge DJ sets, epic street food, and Scott Punk legend Sublime headlining I think it's on Saturday night. Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Hey, that was fun. Guys, that was fun, Vlad.
Guys.
Hobnobbing.
Guys.
Yes.
I don't mind if one person hobnobs. I don't mind if two people.
Leroy hobnob. Was right here.
And then he disappeared.
Where'd you go?
Right there. Hey, man. You know what's going on. I got to.
J-Fig and I had a very heated.
I'm out of breath.
A heated game of life-size beer pong.
You know what? Why is he putting them back? I told you not to.
Jesus. Look at her.
Wow.
I'm not done.
She got very mad because
you
I was.
You cleaned her out?
No, I didn't. No, she was actually playing very well. She was playing very well, but she got mad because Marcos kept filming my makes. Anytime every the camera was on her, she choked.
No. Every time I made it, he was not recording.
Yeah.
And then every time he was recording Tobin makes it.
Guys, I know you're outside.
It seems like Tobin can answer the bell
yep.
a little bit better than you.
But we still have to run. We still have to run a show here. It's got to be.
You're right, Vlad. You know, very unprofessional.
Very
I apologize.
Format here.
That's why there's a lot of hijinks in games bets.
How much time?
We're just testing now. How things are going to be for everybody here, and we're just having fun. So
can we get a weather update, Leroy, for the domestic law firm? YourAccessAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more. Where's he going?
Well, I don't know.
No, why is he getting up when he's outside already? I don't even have to open
him.
Hey, you want to get closer to me so we can pick up your voice? Okay, he said no.
He's taking a walk around. He's gonna
pick up some grass and throw it in the air.
Throw it together. He's gonna gather his information here at the Windowplex and see what he's got. All right, he's making his way back. He's making his way back now. We'll see what Leroy has for our weather update. Again, brought to us by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. YourAccessAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Not a cloud in the sky. It is sunny.
Woo.
Winds are 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the east. And I would say it's right around 80 degrees.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What a day.
Tyler is out here trying to see if you're correct.
What a day. Yeah.
But
he's always right. He's
dude,
always
I'm
hey, I, never wrong.
Life-size beer pong. Oh, man,
so damn right.
Hey, see that? I threw up one leaf.
Yep, he nailed it.
Yeah,
he's right. 5 miles per hour.
He just needed one.
He's so damn right.
He's actually upset that you took away.
He's good.
A leaf. No. They have to write that off.
They have to write that up. Well, use real grass, you bums.
We're
out here on fake grass.
We'll get to our road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Panthers back on the ice tonight, taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop tonight. If you're taking a break from a little round ball, and check that out. Of course, you get that here on 560 WQAM. Panthers looking to bounce back from a sketchy road trip. But look, I'm going to bet Gustav Forsling tonight because we have some good show mojo.
We have good show mojo normally.
Right now with the Panthers, when we had Mackie Samuskevich, we basically turned Mackie Samuskevich into Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, my goodness. He has been balling ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well,
so,
maybe can I explain how that works?
Hmm?
Because when we have him on, then we kind of pay attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they've always been that good.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't been looking at,
like
Mackie. I'm like, now when I see Mackie, I'm like, oh, wow.
No, I'm taking credit.
Stands out to you.
You're taking credit?
I'm taking credit.
Okay.
I'm taking credit.
Okay.
Panthers tonight.
Can we have a Heat player on?
I don't know.
What is it? Maybe somebody will start making
buckets.
Well,
remember when we used to have that situation, someone was called a mush.
Which one? Bob? Yeah, well, you guys were incorrect.
No, I'm talking about the Miami Heat.
Who was I a mush for?
Everyone.
Oh, damn.
I'm not going to let you do that. Classic JFig over overestimation.
Overestimation?
It's classic.
What do you mean?
By the way, guys,
who I mushed.
I want to say that I was completely right. I said that the Heat would not win a game before Robbie gets to Key West.
Incredible, right? Is it not? Robbie walked from Miami to Key West in a week's time, and
he's almost there.
The Heat have not won a game.
And not won a game.
He'll be done in a mere hour and touch the southernmost point of America, and the Heat have not won a game.
Have anybody seen how he has to be looking? Just
I don't know. We're having him on tomorrow. We're going to get an update on the whole journey.
Wait. You think he's looking like...
Hold on, because...
Forrest Gump?
Hold on, no, because Robbie survived a fire.
What do you mean?
There was fires going on.
Were there really?
They even closed down roads and everything, and this man made it through.
Jeez.
All of that.
Through the hells of fire. Through the hell of fire.
Okay?
That kid is...
So he gives a whole definition to the word. When I was your age, I used to walk to school.
Through fires and everything.
This is from George Richards of Florida Hockey Now, the OG Panthers reporter, talking about Sergei Bobrovsky. And there's a lot of talk after the trade deadline. Are the Panthers, you know, what are they going to do for their goalie of the future? Bob is turning 37 next year.
Mm-hmm.
And here is what his answer is. Their goalie of the future? Sergei Bobrovsky. That's what they're going into. He says...
Right.
He says that if he was starting to show age after 5 years, the Panthers could either trade him or buy him out of the remainder of his deal. But we're deep into year six. The Panthers are not buying out Bobrovsky, and they're not trading him away. After Spencer Knight to the Chicago Blackhawks was traded earlier, the Panthers do not appear to have a succession plan in place. How could that be? Because they think Bobrovsky is not only the current starting goalie, but the Panthers' future starter as well. Bobrovsky will be 37 next season as he enters the final year of his deal, which was the most expensive at the time in franchise history, 7 years, $70 million. But it now appears they will be looking to sign him to an extension.
Can I tell you?
It won't be another monster deal like he's currently on, but it appears Bobrovsky may be in the net for the Panthers for the long time to come.
Here's the deal. When they say the long time to come, they've probably already determined if we can get 2-3 more years, that'll be a 5-year, 6-year run at championships. We can live with that.
And if you get him on the sweetener, like you bring him down a little bit, you open up that case a little bit.
All right.
We'll see. I don't know what Bob's going to sign for, you know? We'll see. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. That man loves his water. I tell you one place he ain't going to go. The cold.
No. Wait.
From Russia.
No. So, you're telling me. A guy who spends a majority of his day on ice doesn't want to be in the cold.
Nope.
You're taking a major... Russia.
He likes the water and the beach.
You know what else athletes like?
I don't think you get sick of Siberia.
You know what else athletes like?
Mm-hmm.
That munion.
So if somebody came in...
You can't... If somebody came in and the Panthers wanted a sweet deal, as you would say, a little sweetener. And somebody came in with the hammer. What you think is going to happen?
You think if the Calgary Flames came, just throw out a name.
Yeah.
And they offered him $3 million. 8 a year. Let's say they offered him 3 for $24 million and the Panthers offered him $3 for $25 million. Or, I'm sorry. Let's say they offered him, what is three times?
$3 for $21 million.
But the Panthers
offered
him $3 for $15 million.
That's in the range.
Okay.
That's not a little sweetener, though.
Let's go.
What if they go 3 for $15 million?
The Panthers go 3 for $15 million.
Yeah. And somebody comes 3 for $24 million.
Taking that 9
million. I think he's staying with the Panthers.
No, I'm taking that 9 million.
No, I think he's staying with the
Panthers. You're taking that 9 million, baby. You're taking that 9 million.
He's not leaving me.
Hey, check this out.
He's a lifer.
This guy, he needs to stop playing with other people's money. Right? You know it's his profession, right? He loves Florida. He loves being on the beach. But his profession.
Hold on.
He's not going to Calgary.
Hold on. So, you saying Sergei wouldn't take the money, right?
But me?
No. Tobin.
Right.
But when Jimmy wanted his money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
look. Mind you, here's what I would say. I will tell you this right now. If Old Toes was running the Panthers and Bob came to me and he says, give me $10 million every year, I would say whatever you want.
Dude.
I would.
Can I just say?
I would.
You would ruin every sport in South Florida.
I would. because I love him.
You would have all people, everybody on this team, somebody gonna have an accent.
Look,
he's gonna overpay for a lot of guys. He's gonna overpay for old guys.
But dude, he would have Sergey and Nico live together. He would.
Yeah. Right.
He would.
Right.
It'd be so fun.
You forgot Goran.
Oh, and Goran. Oh, forget
the
it.
Best. The best. What a time. What a time.
And I mean, I still laugh because we interviewed Gustav, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I came from that interview with is the fact that you say, hey, I remember watching Goran, and he was on his national team, but he was screaming in English.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he said, isn't that weird? Like, as he said, it was a little weird to just talk Swedish.
Yeah.
Because they were saying on the broadcast, oh, it's got to be comfortable for these guys. And they're like, actually, it was kind of weird. We don't talk Swedish anymore.
Right.
We're always talking English.
Right.
So that's, but that, that's
so
what
if they would have won the cup, would everybody throw the fish on the,
I don't know.
That's what we should do.
I don't know.
If next time Gustav scores, we just throw some Swedish fish on the ice. not real fish. Can't get me.
Just the gummies.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break here from Buckets and Bets as get on out here. The doors are about to open.
They're
the
open.
Is about to start. It's open. People
are coming. There's food.
Ooh-wee.
You know I did
right,
it.
We'll have somebody linger right by there. So Vlad doesn't have a heart attack. We're going to be professionals about this. So
I just
we'll
need
disperse
one person
out too. And we'll take a break. Our Tua is next.